Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, you can bring up anything right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Kick off the second hour with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up absolutely anything you want. Unfortunately, COVID is back in the news. This isn't going away. If the government gets their way, this is going to be with us forever.
Oh, it was always going to be with us forever, right?
But I mean, the lockdowns are going to be with us forever.
It's starting to look that way, man.
Supposedly, there's a vaccine out there.
Oh, yeah. Then you can get the vaccine and be allowed to return to normal life. Ticketmaster in the news today. They say that you will be able to verify your COVID vaccination status, or rather, you'll be required to, before you can get a concert ticket.
Well, this is going to help people buy them on eBay. But, I mean, realistically, a vaccine isn't going to help because the antibodies for the COVID-19, SARS, COVID, whatever they're calling it, only lasts like 40-something days anyway. So you're going to have to get vaccinated every 30 days.
What? I don't know that. Hold on. Wait a second. So at this point, we don't know is really the answer.
There have been confirmed cases of people who have gotten it the second time. Yeah. So we know the antibodies are not permanent.
Okay, so
maybe in some people,
I believe
the average seems to be about 40 to 60 days.
So we have talked about the mass hysteria that's going on. How do you solve the mass hysteria as politicians?
You stop fear mongering.
But then people are still scared. What happened? You told us. So here's what you do: you come out with a vaccine that's basically sugar water. You shoot people up with and say, circle, circle, dot, dot. Now you've got your cootie shot. You pat them on the ass and you send them out to go live life normally because now they're safe.
Mm.
Do you really think the government wants to stop the fear or wants to put an end to the hysteria? They seem to be benefiting from it.
Absolutely.
Yes, but this way they can cash in.
Look at this presidential election. Not one question about the wars. 20 years of war, two Good presidential point. Candidates, not one
well,
single comment on the wars.
Trump did push his sort of anti-warness for a brief period of time until sort of he got checked on it. But what the government does here is that it spikes the football in the middle of the field, declares itself a touchdown, and then wanders off. You know, like, it did nothing the whole time but create problems. But now they've solved it because, you know, We expedited the vaccine and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting theory, but it seems to me that the government, I mean, would like to actually put some sort of chemical concoction in your veins.
Sure, but what would that do and be?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Sure as hell won't know if you get one of them.
That's the truth. Well, so let's look at what exists currently. The flu vaccine is a really great thing to look at. Now, do you have some understanding of the flu vaccine, Ian?
I know that they put one out every single year because the flu is constantly changing, and so they're trying to like somehow keep up with that, which seems like a futile thing.
And
so
they're trying to keep up with it from 18 months ahead. They're trying to predict the future.
So they've basically managed to use this flu vaccine to get people into the habit of getting regular vaccinations.
Sure. So the flu vaccine's done annually. By and large, that vaccine is, it's useless. Sometimes they hit the jackpot. Like anybody who's guessing ahead, they manage to guess the right flu strain, and then, you know, then it's a great thing. Now, don't forget that a good portion of the population is allergic to this flu vaccine. I am one of them. I thought for a long time that I got the flu from the flu vaccines, but that's not true. I just have a reaction that's remarkably like the flu from the flu vaccine. And
well, is the flu vaccine one of those dead vaccines where it's like the actual flu? But
it's dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't get the flu from the flu vaccine.
Except you kind of did.
Except that you get flu-like symptoms from the vaccine. So, you know,
in what way would that be preferable to having the flu?
Well, it's not, but this is the problem of having the argument with the medical sphere, right? They're like, you didn't get the flu from the flu vaccine, and you're spreading lies. Oh, I got something that's remarkably like the flu from the flu vaccine, right. And because I have said it incorrectly, you're going to say that all my experiences are inconsequential. Mm-hmm. Well, crawl up and die. You're the number three cause of death in the United States, right? Like the medical establishment is the number three cause of death. Now, I'm not trying to turn everybody anti-doctor, but just remember when you're listening to these folks, they're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
They're human.
They're trying not to kill you and then do. It's one thing if you smoke cigarettes and kill yourself. You knew that was going to happen. When you go to the hospital, get MRSA, and die from it, that's something entirely different.
All right, I want to go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Speaking of people in the medical business, he actually is a manager at a doctor's office. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to call with an update to the common COVID. And for those
not so common.
Well, actually, it is getting to be quite common. It's almost as common as the common cold. But, for listeners that don't know, my doctor wife and myself have our medical office, and we see many thousands of patients. But anyway, the deaths are still very, very low. Local hospital ICU is full, but it's unclear exactly how many are COVID patients.
Yeah, what is with that? Now, all of a sudden, because I remember months ago they were talking about we need more ICUs, and they like set up tents, and they made these temporary hospitals. And
they didn't use them.
And almost none of them got used. Now we're seeing these reports again, and the last I saw was in Utah. They were saying the ICUs are full, hence they need to have a mask mandate now in Utah, which they didn't have before, is what the governor says there. So what do you think the reason is that these ICUs are full? Is this getting more severe, or is there something else going on?
No, ICUs tend to get full from time to time, and usually it's associated with something going around like the flu or that kind of thing. And this is the time of year when we're going to see more and more, especially older people, catching diseases and getting sick. And
Well, this is flu season now, isn't it?
Right. Yep. So, and I don't know which patients are in there. I don't have that information in front of me. But the hospital itself is mostly empty. Our hospital here is probably...
How hard would it be to turn a hospital bed into an ICU bed?
Different equipment and things. If they don't have the equipment, they just can't do the...
Okay.
Change the bed over. But anyway, today we had, it was interesting, we had a meeting with two representatives from a very large testing lab where we send most of our medical tests. And, you know, I don't want to name the lab, but anybody who's in the business would know who I'm talking about if I mentioned their name. And during the course of our conversation about other things, I asked them how many of the tens of thousands of COVID tests they're doing are coming back positive. And he said about 2%. So then I asked them,
really?
Well, how many of the flu tests are coming back positive? He said about 3%. So the flu is actually affecting slightly more people according to these tests. Now, the tests are not 100% accurate, but if you figure that they're reasonably accurate and that these results are useful, then it means that more people are actually getting the flu than are getting COVID.
Well, it means a higher percentage of the flu tests are coming back positive than a higher percentage of the COVID-19 tests, but we don't know how many flu tests there are versus how many COVID-19 tests.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. We don't know, and some people may be getting both.
Terribly sorry. Yeah, I had an experience in my family. Jack got ill. He had 103-point-something degree temperature. I was terrified when I heard
this
it.
This year?
Yeah, this is just recently, within the last several weeks. So, of course, we had to take him off to get tested. He's, you know, school and the whole thing. We have to do these things. There's protocols in place. So
thank God for that.
He got tested, and they said not only did he not have COVID, he didn't have the common cold, and he didn't have the flu.
So what was it?
They don't know.
Oh, well,
it's just
good.
Like we tested for three things. He didn't have them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, one might suggest, well, what the hell did he get this high temperature from?
So it was just high temperature, not vomiting? Or
yeah, there was some vomiting.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a variety of things going on. They just, you know.
He survived it.
Yep. He paid for the test, and off we went.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's good at least.
And you know, this thing about masks and all of this nonsense about shutting down businesses, we're not doing it for the flu. And the flu typically every year kills a lot of people. And even if this COVID is twice as bad as the flu, or let's say it's five times as bad as the flu, it still isn't worth shutting down the economy and forcing people to do all this. Yeah, because number one, in our country, supposedly, we have something called the Constitution. Of course, it's of none effect, as Lysander Spooner clearly pointed out. But assuming that the Constitution actually meant something to people in charge, then...
Hold that thought, Gene. More coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by D.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, our Matrix chat server allows you to call in. Super easy to do that. You just have to jump through a few steps, and those steps are outlined for you over at chat.lrn.fm. I want to say thanks to Chris Grigio, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Chris contributes $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live, so you can help us get this show on more radio stations around the country. We're on about 190, almost 190 stations right now, and that's AM and FM stations across the United States and beyond, as far away as Guam and Alaska. So you can support the show. You can get some cool perks and some bennies by doing that over at amp.freetalklive.com, just like Chris Grigio. So thank you, Chris, for that. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with debit card, credit card, PayPal, and if you want to, Bitcoin BTC. We will still accept that from you as well, even though the fees are pretty ridiculous. So you might want to buy like 12 months at a time. You do have to prepay if you use Bitcoin, but if you do credit or debit or PayPal, it comes out monthly. So it's up to you how you want to do it. We appreciate it. Makes a big difference for us over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's bring back Gene the Christian Anarchist. He is one of those amplifiers, and he's calling us, and he's watching on our DLive stream. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, come on, people. If you like the show, amp up here.
Thank you.
What I was getting at when we went to the break was that the Constitution doesn't give the government the authority to restrict liberty for any kind of a emergency. I don't care if half the people, well, I mean, I care if half the people in the country were dying, but even if half the people in the country were dying, they don't have the authority to do these things. And now this is a precedent. You know, government loves precedents. They just send, I think they spend most of their time looking for things to make precedents out of. So now they've set a precedent.
Mm-hmm.
To protect the people.
Well, the precedent was set a long time ago. I mean, the government granted itself the authority to violate the Constitution as much as it wanted. I mean, it's had internment camps. It's had concentration
sure.
camps. So the Constitution, as you pointed out before we went to the break, it doesn't really matter. And you can spin its words pretty much any way you want. And people have done that to the Supreme Court to the extent that they are justifying concentration camps in the United States.
You can't, the federal government can't, sort of do the lockdown measures, but the state governments can, and the feds can pressure the states into doing it. I don't know why the Supreme Court says that it's okay to, put, you know, the entire American population on house arrest without habeas corpus, but that's what they've said.
It's not concentration camps. They're COVID freedom camps, kids. Come on in.
Well, the point I'm getting at is, yes, the Constitution's been violated since day one, and the mm-hmm. only person in government I ever heard tell the truth about the Constitution was Bush when he said the one time, he says, the Constitution, it's just a GD piece of paper. Well, he was telling...
Yeah.
He was telling the truth for once. You know, one time the guy tells the truth and people poo-poo him. Anyway, yes, but this precedent is mind-boggling because they have never tried to lock down the entire country and a whole state or whatever, you know, whatever the restriction is.
They've never done it
to
this extent. And they've never had such a positive response to anything like this. I mean,
how freedom dies to the much applause.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next step is they're talking about doing this to save the planet. It's going to be a carbon lockdown because we're polluting. No, I've heard talk of it. I'm not joking here. They're discussing a carbon lockdown, a green lockdown.
Who's
they? Yeah. People in the green community, especially politicians and, you know, the lefties, they're talking now about the possibility of doing a lockdown to protect the planet.
I mean, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are on record as supporting the Green New Deal, and the Green New Deal is a bunch of voodoo economics that, you know, doesn't mean anything anyway, so why not a lockdown too?
So this is their precedence. They've got a precedence. Now they can move on to doing...
Yep. It's just going to get worse. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Unless there's some level of resistance, unless there's some level of refuseniks, people who are not going to do what they're told, and those people exist, but are there enough of them in one given location? I don't know.
It's difficult to say because of all of the shaming and stuff that goes on mm-hmm. around COVID-19 and being against the mask mandates or even against the mask or whatever. If you fall out of the acceptable line to any degree on COVID-19, even if we just point out to people that, hey, if it wasn't for the television telling you so, you wouldn't actually know that COVID-19 was even a thing.
Right.
Stepping outside of that and saying these things results in a massive amount of shaming, and people don't right. want to go through that. They'll just keep their mouth shut. It's just like in 2016, people who, you know, the polls predicted that Trump was going to lose because the people who supported Trump
wouldn't say they would.
Yeah, they were terrified of the results if they spoke their minds.
And, I mean, if you look at the situation, there are plenty of people who benefited from COVID-19. Follow the money has always been the prescription for figuring out how things are going. I mean, it's not...
Oh, Amazon's enormously up.
Yeah, but Amazon's up, sure. But what about the person who was basically at home making $600 a week plus unemployment for, you know, whatever percentage of their paycheck they were making? I mean, there were many people in America making more money being at home than they were at being at work.
How's it going now?
Right, not so great now, but that's why they want it again. Where's our sweet government check?
Right.
Bring back the lockdown. So the government workers, in many cases, are only half-staffed. So they're on Tuesdays and Thursdays, while the other ones are on Mondays and Fridays, and everybody takes Wednesday off, and and they're all on, doing their job from Zoom. And there's plenty of people that would much rather, I mean, there's corporate workers from around the country who love this Zoom thing. People are fleeing New York and L.A. in droves, and now they don't have to pay the ridiculous rents and mortgage payments and these sorts of things.
Yep.
They're working from Cody, Wyoming, everything's fine. There's lots of people who benefited from COVID, and they want the benefits
they saw. Stick.
Now, the small business person in America, the person who worked hourly, and these sorts of things, they got screwed, but nobody cares. So small business is going out? That's fine. Amazon's still delivering to my house.
I have a story from a lady, the same lady, actually, who was brought her kids to the park in Concord, New Hampshire, back in April, and was confronted by the police in the park, ultimately arrested for that 5 months later, is now facing two misdemeanor charges, up to 2 years in prison, away from her children.
For what?
For putting her kids in danger of COVID by letting them go on the playground.
With nobody else there.
Right. So
that is absolutely insane.
Yeah,
I think it was probably for going, calling the cops Nazis and going at them is what my guess would be.
I don't know if they went but they definitely did not appreciate the police coming to visit them, and they let them have it verbally. But she writes, their name's Rochelle. She says, I'm shaking right now. I was in line at the market basket, 6 feet away, and the man in front of me started shaking his head at me. So I asked him what was wrong. And she says she was being super nice because I knew what his issue was. And he said, you can't even wear a mask to keep her, points at the elderly cashier, safe. And I'll tell you the rest of the story here about this cashier confrontation. Again, it wasn't the cashier confronting her. It was the man in line.
It was a Karen.
A male Karen. Yes. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's re-election campaign is suing Michigan in a federal court
alleging pervasive violations of election law at a vote counting center in Detroit. The lawsuit, accompanied by 234 pages of sworn affidavits, which describes how Republican poll challengers were prevented from having adequate access to observe the counting process, which is in violation of Michigan's election code. This is just one of the many lawsuits filed by the Trump campaign, and Trump communications director Tim Murtaugh reminds everyone.
People want to eat the whole apple in one bite. That's not how this process is going to work. This process is going to take patience. It is going to be methodical, and it may be somewhat lengthy.
President Trump spending part of his Veterans Day laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. USA Radio News. Both of Georgia's U.S. senators are in runoff elections, and their neighbor to the south is lending a helping hand.
This is literally, you know, the showdown of all showdowns in terms of politics and what it means.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio taking part in a campaign rally for Senator David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Senator Rubio says he's going all in for both Georgia Republican senators.
We don't want to win one of them. We want to win both of them. We need to win both of them.
The investigation into a murder hornet nest found near Blaine, Washington, found 500 bees and enough queens to start several new hives. Sven Spiesugar is an entomologist with the Washington Department of Agriculture.
When you see, albeit a relatively small nest like this, able to pump out 200 queens, it does give one a little bit of pause because potentially each of those queens could be a new next year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you bring up what you want. Toll-free here, the number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Matrix chat server as well, and you can connect through that. You'll sound almost like you're here with us. It's Ian.
Are you?
And Mark.
Okay, so we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. I've mentioned to you that now Ticketmaster is going to be requiring a vaccine or a clear COVID test in order to buy concert tickets, according to news reports here, CBS Los Angeles. But let's go first to your calls, where Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Going once. Bad Slave in New Hampshire, going twice, maybe having some technical difficulties there. We'll put him back on hold. So they report here out of CBS of Los Angeles that COVID-19 tests will be required. Ticketmaster says they are working on a plan to use smartphones to verify whether customers have been vaccinated or tested for coronavirus, according to Billboard. While the plan is still in early phases, Billboard reports the process would involve fans using the Ticketmaster app in partnership with medical information firms and vaccine and testing distributors.
Jesus, what part of locking entertainment behind a vaccine sounds like a good idea to people?
All the people who are afraid, I guess. I mean,
and
remember,
this is an issue with digital tickets. You know, I said this is going to drive up sales on eBay or for ticket sales and things
like
that.
How do you resell a ticket that's not physical?
Yeah. Because I've gone to concerts in the last several years, and I think the last time I got a physical ticket was with the A Perfect Circle concert in, like, 2012.
Sometimes you can order the physical ticket from these online delivery firms. They'll just charge you like an extra $5 or something like that.
Okay. Maybe they'll get rid of that entirely, but...
I mean, you can probably still resell the digital ticket, but then that person is going to have to jump through the same COVID-19 hoops.
Probably.
Presumably.
They're already discussing a vaccine passport. So essentially something that goes along with your passport in order to be able to travel. Now, passports are really important in some places in the world. Other places in the world, they're basically meaningless. Like in the United States, a vast majority of Americans will not leave the United States this year. So, you know, not so important for them, but in some places it's very meaningful. And yeah, I think they're going to try to get worldwide compliance on this vaccine. Would I be one of the first? No, I don't think I would be interested in being one of the first.
I'm not interested at all.
Well, should be interesting to see what it's going to be like to be one of the, at this point, the new, you know, deplorable.
The pariahs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it all sounds very Christian-esque, Mark of the Beast type of nonsense, really, when it comes down to it. Oh, you have to have this thing. The government has to do this thing. Then you can go shopping. Then you can go to concerts.
Right.
Then you can go back to your normal life.
Well, again, concerts aren't going to be like they were normally, according to, I mean, presuming things keep going down this road. There was a study done in Germany looking at concerts and how they could be held with COVID restrictions in place. So remember, we'd already talked about, what was it, the Flaming Lips, where they actually had little
bubble balls. Yeah.
For everybody. Did you see this? Ari, were you on that show?
I was not on that show, but I did see it.
Did you see the photos?
Yeah.
People literally 6 feet from
each
other.
In hamster balls,
yeah.
I'm also told that this isn't terribly unusual for Flaming Lips, so they do this sort of...
No, it's unusual for the audience. So the performer, the singer, has been in the ball, and he, like, rolls out in the audience. You can, like, you know...
Sure.
Bat the performer around, basically, right? Sort of like a crowd surfing, but a different thing. Now, that's kind of cool. That's a cool gimmick, right? Like, you're doing something different with your show. By doing that.
Sure, so he shared that experience with the audience.
Yes, except now they could just stand in their balls and
presumably
dance.
They could, like, roll around and stuff, right?
Maybe. I don't know. That might have been against the rules.
I mean, basically the whole floor was filled with people in balls.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
You can bump against each other and that's about it.
Yeah, it sounds like kind of a good time.
What if you have to go tinkle?
No, it didn't look like a good time.
What if you have to go tinkle?
Yeah, it would be very difficult. It did not look like a good time at all. The
How are you
going to
serve you drinks? You know?
You can't.
you have to
get out of the ball.
You don't go to a rock concert and then buy their $12 beers, Mark. You go there
pre-game
already.
It. Yeah.
Right, or bring a flask in your hip pocket or something.
Yeah, that would be the only way to do it. But I don't know if you saw the video.
I haven't been to a rock concert in a very long time.
Have you ever been to one?
It depends on what you call rock.
No.
So I've been to all ages.
Bob Seger? No.
I've been to all ages punk shows.
Okay.
That
would be rock.
Did you watch the video? Because there's photos and then there was video.
I only saw photos. I mean, I saw it and I heard a lot of people who were fans of the Flaming Lips saying, this really isn't that terribly unusual for them. I was like, okay.
This was incredibly unusual. I mean, I'm not a fan of the Flaming Lips, but from what I understand, only the singer had ever been in a plastic ball. Maybe the guys on the stage or something like that, but this was literally everyone in the audience in a ball, 6 foot, you know, radius.
Yeah.
So they were, like, pressed up against the other balls that were out there, so there was no room that you could, like, just roll through and go to the bathroom or whatever. So you would have to, like, literally stand there unless you could somehow let yourself out of the ball and then exit the area or something
sure,
like that.
Sure, I get that it sounds horrifying, but at the same time, like, if Tool was to do, like, a Zoom-only concert, it wouldn't be terribly surprising for me as a person who listens to Tool because they're always doing weird kind of crap anyway.
Right. So as long as it's... that was what I said during when we were talking about it on the show. At this point, I am not certain that the Flaming Lips show was a proposal as to how rock concerts will be heretofore.
No, I wasn't saying that.
Just this is interesting performance art.
It's dystopian performance art.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was nothing interesting at all about it.
Well,
I mean,
it's interesting. We're talking about it.
But to actually experience it, I'm saying, would not have been particularly interesting because you would not be having, you know, the typical concert experience of actually being able to have the same level of energy in a room because, well, the room was maybe 1/6 the population of what it normally would be because everybody had 6 feet, around them of essentially little ball space, and they're standing alone.
So it was like 6 feet in diameter?
I would say at least a 6 foot in diameter because they were able to stand up.
probably a 7 foot ball because people didn't have when their heads weren't touching against it.
They're standing
up. That's what I was like. Well, I'm 6 feet tall. So
let's call it 7.
Work?
Let's call it 7.
6 feet tall.
So anyway, let's call it 7. Plenty of space in between the people in these balls, and they're just there. Like some of them are just dancing by themselves in this this little ball, and of course you've got whatever thickness of plastic in between you and the speakers. Now again, I'll normally put earplugs in, so maybe it was fine, but that's not acoustic plastic.
No,
like
not.
I come in there with the acoustic earplugs, so I can still hear the high ends of the concert.
Right,
this is just a plastic ball.
Right,
imagine trying to listen to your favorite band from behind the confines of thick plastic.
Well, I think that the people who did it wanted to have that experience in all likelihood, and they probably
they weren't there against their will.
People asking about it, so it's interesting in so much as you can say I was there.
Yeah. Well, now the most recent study that the Germans did, they looked at concerts, venues and how to modify them, and so they were talking about, of course, having like the little 5 foot spaces between the little circles on the ground, and that you could have your little concert space, and then the other person has their little concert space, and there was they recommended major changes to the ventilation systems, like that would probably kill off a ton of venues if they had to like spend $300,000 or whatever renovating the ventilation system to be COVID compliant ventilation systems. So a whole new industry there of unnecessary money being spent just to keep your business open. And so,
I mean, the movie industry took the first hit, but the next industry to go under is going to be the music industry, 100%, because Spotify and torrenting and other streaming services have already killed their album sales. So they relied almost entirely
upon live
performances now, and now those no longer exist.
Yeah.
And watching one of these bands on your computer or on your television or whatever, it's not the same because they're not going to sound nearly as good coming through your sound bar, your surround sound system, as they would if you were there in person.
Well, the music industry is one of those industries kind of like that the UBI people, the Universal Basic Income people, are right on. People will create music, even if it's not terribly profitable.
I didn't say music will go away. The music industry would go under.
Yeah, and Lord knows what it'll look like when it when it resurfaces. You know, is it just going to be MC Hammer selling CDs on the corner? I don't know.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's I think MC Hammer might already be on the corner selling CDs. I heard that he went bankrupt a few years ago, had to sell his mansion. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. greenmeadowwhey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Go to news.bitcoin.com anytime you want to get the latest headlines about the world of crypto. That's news.bitcoin.com. We've been sharing with you the dismal news when it comes to the not just the recording industry and performing artists, but concerts in general, performances, live shows. Ticketmaster now saying that they're going to be requiring a clear COVID test. As well as, or I guess either a clear COVID test or proof that you've been vaccinated in order to gain entry to a show. So the plan is in early phases. They say the fans will have to use the Ticketmaster app in partnership with medical information firms and vaccine and testing distributors. Upon buying a ticket, fans would be required to either verify their vaccination status or prove they have tested negative for coronavirus within 72 hours prior to the concert dates.
It does sound like they're getting rid of paper tickets. If they're required to use the app, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also sounds like the vaccine passport is basically being, you know, implemented from on high.
Mm-hmm.
Notice one thing they didn't say there is that that you could prove that you have had COVID. Right? So if you can prove you've had the vaccine, mm-hmm. then presumably proving that you've had COVID is equally as valuable, right?
Not if you can get reinfected or whatever, right?
The vaccine, what evidence do we have at this point that the vaccine that means that you can't get reinfected?
Mm-hmm.
So,
good point. We don't have any evidence about it.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
The vaccine's on at this point.
Well, there's dozens of them that are being tested, supposedly.
Right. But there's one that's supposedly being rolled out in the very near future.
Whichever one gave the government the most money or something like that.
I don't have any answers, but to me it sounds like sugar water.
Well, I'm not going to claim what is in these vaccines. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of people are legitimately concerned with receiving some basically experimental drug.
I mean, it is. And every time they've rushed out vaccines in the past, the results have been catastrophic.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't there one of the other viruses, I don't recall exactly which one, the swine flu, the pig flu, one of these, not the bird flu, one of these had a vaccine and it killed people.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I do know that vaccine manufacturers are not responsible, generally,
right.
Not
no
responsible
liability.
For whatever happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just trying to help people.
Yeah.
And of course, it's mandated that you have to get this by law, but we're just trying to help people.
So, according to this, after being tested, customers would authorize a lab to share their results with a health pass company.
There you go, health pass.
IBM, who, weren't they involved with the Nazis back in the day?
I don't know.
Sounds like they're involved with the Nazis now.
Yeah, I think if you look up IBM's history, you'll find that they did some work with the Nazis.
Or Clear. So apparently these are two companies that are offering a, quote, health pass. If one of the requirements is met, the health pass company would verify that information with Ticketmaster, which would then release tickets to the customer. So now the process of simply buying a concert ticket involves the medical authoritarian health state.
So do you think that this is, where should the blame for all of this nonsense go? I haven't been to a concert that I would need to get a ticket for in well over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I've been what they call social distancing on my own for so long that it's just a natural thing for me to do. Is this Ticketmaster, or is Ticketmaster simply being bent to the will of, you know, some group, you know, governments, presumably.
It's hard to say.
Those that claim to rule us, I mean,
they're not making money right now because no one's buying concert tickets because there are no concerts. It's in their best interest to do whatever they can to make concerts happen again as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And these are probably the measures they decided are most likely to make that happen.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that the heads of these corporations are involved in shadowy meetings with the government, but they might be. But they certainly, the corporations are one of the tips of the spear. So you've got the police with the potential and actual threat of enforcement of these things like mask mandates or whatever, or lockdowns. But you also have the corporations that are doing a lot of the work on indoctrinating people about this. Because if there weren't a ton of corporate stores that everybody goes to, your Walmarts, your Targets, your, you know, Home Depots, all these things, even down to smaller
stores.
So once
they get away with not requiring customers to wear a mask, while the local businesses are the ones who get hammered.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say anybody around here is being hammered. I don't know if anyone has even received a ticket yet in Keene, New Hampshire, despite the mask so-called mandate.
They haven't, but the city has certainly sent people into a number of places.
Oh, yeah, they've been intimidating.
Yeah.
That's true. Our local Indian place that we get food, he hadn't worn a mask almost the whole time, and then 2 weeks ago, he started putting a mask on, and he admitted that they had come in to threaten him.
Yeah, and you know, well, just because it's not happening in Keene doesn't mean it's not happening elsewhere. Cops are going in, yeah.
Oh, in New York City? Oh, yeah. Miami, there's definitely, like, COVID cops, and they are definitely writing tickets in some places, there's no doubt. So,
are they writing tickets to the individuals or to the businesses?
Depends. I'm
opposed to both, but one of them is a bit worse than
the Miami cops are definitely writing tickets to individuals.
Okay.
I know that much. I know
that's less bad.
I know Catman, who's a friend of the show, he got a ticket out in California as well, and I wouldn't call that less bad. It's all bad because it's all targeting, you know, people.
Sure, but there
crap.
Are degrees of bad.
I don't know if it's worse to say you're targeting a business owner versus an individual. You're still targeting an individual either way.
I think it is because the business ends up being the law enforcer.
Right. Unpaid law enforcer. I would absolutely agree that targeting the individual is less bad because then it gives empowers the individual to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the individual cannot fight when you go after the business.
Won't fight. Yeah.
The business owner can't fight because their licensure is
on the
line.
Well, most of them won't. We know one locally who is fighting.
Whether they can or not, whether they will or not, they just can't. Right?
Well, they can. They just aren't willing to. Well, as I said, we know one who is fighting locally.
Right.
Her name is Malaise. She owns Fucking
God
Grape.
Bless Malaise.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that if I walk into a Malaise's restaurant, Malaise tries to enforce the thing, and I say, no, I'm not going
to
wear a mask.
She won't try to enforce it.
Okay, somebody else's damn restaurant,
yeah.
Ian. I go into restaurant X, and I'm not wearing a mask, and I say I'm not going to put a mask on,
yeah.
then the person's going to say, get out, and then they're absolutely right because it's trespassing. Whereas yeah. if the government, has a pair and then actually says, we're going to go after you, the individual, and I go into a restaurant and I say I'm not going to wear a mask, call Johnny Law,
mm-hmm.
at the very least, Johnny Law comes in, gives me a ticket, and then I can take it to court,
yeah.
and then I can say, you know, make whatever constitutional arguments one wishes.
No doubt. There's a better path to defeat of that particular ordinance in that way, what you're talking about. But most of these business owners are going to do what they're told, and that's the worst part about this. If the business owners weren't such pussies, then, you know, we'd actually have a chance to stand up against this.
Right,
but unfortunately,
we don't even get to lead the way. Right? I mean, you know, like what they want to see, what most people want to see is somebody leading the way and,
yeah.
you know, somebody to take the slings and arrows for them.
Right, because the reason why you've got business owners who are so obedient is because they perceive that's what their customers want. It's not just about what the government is demanding. It's because they know they've got all these customers who are deathly afraid of this COVID, even though it's, you know, ridiculous. And many of the business owners I've spoken with, they know it's ridiculous, but they won't take the mask off because they're afraid of the business. They're afraid of the government, and they're afraid of their other customers.
So I almost never wear a mask into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'll usually have it in my pocket in case that there's some kind of issue. But, I mean, the idea of enforcing the mask mandate between the front door and somebody
mm-hmm.
getting sat down at a seat is absolutely ridiculous.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
But when I was down in Florida very recently, I was at the grocery store, and I didn't put my mask on the entire time, and nobody said boo.
Good for you.
They didn't even look.
What's the percentage of obedience down there?
Almost 100%.
100% obedience?
To
in Florida?
Masks?
Like inside restaurants?
No, I'm talking about we were talking about a grocery store.
In grocery stores?
In grocery stores, that's almost 100% of people wearing.
I thought I'd heard that it was better down there.
Well,
people were saying Florida was better because the South and, you know, more people are more free or whatever. I don't know. That's too bad.
We're all from the South. We know that's nonsense.
Right. I mean, it's just, at this point, it's become commonplace to wear a mask. That's what you're
yeah.
supposed to do, is to wear a mask when you go to
the grocery
store.
Because you're not a good person if you don't wear a mask.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what they say. And enough people believe it that they, you know, even if they think it's personally BS, they don't want to be seen as a bad neighbor. So they go ahead and they mask up.
Right. The folks
everywhere.
And
then they contribute to the problem. Then they're part of the problem. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And now Ticketmaster is going to be checking on your health care status in order to issue you a simple concert ticket. And this is just the beginning of how bad this is all going to get. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, the runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 9-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.